Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. Well, the Bermuda Police Service located a reported stolen car. The car was apparently removed from outside a Pitts Bay Road, Pembroke home sometime between 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, September the 29th to 8:45 a.m. on Monday, September the 30th. Now, although the car was located and retrieved by the officers, it is a reminder for all vehicle owners to take precaution and safety measures to prevent thieving of your personal items. Meanwhile, you should be aware that last week, Senator Adriana Hudson spoke up in the House calling for urgent discussion on abortion rights in Bermuda. Joanna Crockwell, the executive director of the Women's Resource Center, stated this week that, quote, "We are acutely aware of the challenges women in Bermuda face regarding access to abortions," she told the Royal Gazette. Although current legislation allows for the procedure requiring a woman to seek approval from a committee for a professional health decision is demeaning and fundamentally undermines gender equity. Ms. Crockwell added, no equivalent legislation governs a man's autonomy or his ability to access procedures that benefit his health. Moreover, the process to obtain an abortion is often inaccessible for low-income or uninsured women, highlighting another layer of healthcare inequity. The Women's Resource Center said abortion had a history of getting framed as a moral or ethical issue. The organization added that it was, quote, imperative to view it for what it truly is, a matter of human rights and bodily autonomy. The Women's Resource Center said that Ms. Hudson's comments lifted the lid on a topic seldom put to open debate in Bermuda. And in your sports-related news, the Bermuda Football Association announced the team for the CONCACAF Nations League 4.0 October window, with Naki Wells among the players named to the team. A spokesperson said that the Bermuda Football Association is pleased to announce the Bermuda Senior National Team. Bermuda will face Dominica on Saturday, October the 12th, and again on Tuesday, October the 15th. The team competes in League B, Group D, alongside Dominican Republic, Antigua and Barbuda, and Dominica. Head coach Michael Finley said our selection of Naki and his acceptance of the invitation obviously is exciting for all of us. We are pleased he has agreed to return to the national team environment after stepping away from the program for a period, and we know he will bring vast experience and several positive elements to the group. This is a testament to the growth and steps we have all been taking at the BFA and the NT program with our interest in growing and gaining the results we all wish for Bermuda and its fans. In Zico and Reese, we have returning players after availability changes and injury. Sake joins us for his first appearance with the NT program, which is a testament to our continued efforts in evaluating and engaging our domestic-based players. This provides players with opportunities to prove themselves in the NT environment and on the international stage. We are looking forward to our matches versus Dominica as we remain focused on our required results in the CNL and our objective to qualifying for the 2025 CONCACAF Gold Cup. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.